Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're back here on 102.5 The Game. Darren Donick and Chase, as we mentioned at the top, a big, big win last night on the road for Nashville SC in Montreal, and they continue to move towards the postseason in their very, very first year. And all that they've been through, it is a great, great story. So
awesome.
In the coming weeks, not only do we have what we all call football, but what our next guest has referred to as football many times in his life, but soccer. Tony Husband is the voice of Nashville SC on the television side. We have enjoyed his coverage. And Tony, thank you so much for joining us here today. Another big win for the guys at 4-1-4 in the last nine. They are on the verge of clinching a postseason berth. That is a real big check mark for them.
Good morning. Great to be with you. And absolutely fantastic. Yeah, coming back off another great result. Talk about the recent run. You know, this is a team that the story has always been a pretty special one this year, and the story is just getting better. And the ceiling for the team, you just kind of feel, is getting higher. Excellent result last night. Again, we saw what Nashville are kind of best at in grinding out, in digging out results, getting results when they need to. A team that really, each individual in it, you know, they know their job and they do their job well. Three big points, effectively in the playoffs now. Mathematically, that's got to be, you know, confirmed over the next few days. Could happen as soon as tonight. But this is just good times. It's great for a first-year team like Nashville, and in the year that we're all having, let's face it, you know, to be in this position is a tremendous feel-good for everybody in this, you know, this new emerging market of soccer in Nashville.
And Tony, I think you just put it into perspective. Everything, as we crowned a baseball champion last night, we crowned NBA, NHL. Part of the story is being able to navigate through all of the circumstances. And no greater example than Nashville SC, the way it started off, the return to play, where they weren't able to participate in the tournament down in Orlando. At that point, if I'd have told you that they could get to this position, where they're on the verge of clinching a postseason berth, and it could happen today, what would you have thought the chances would have been at that time?
Well, I'll be honest. I think I would have said, well, that might be a stretch at this point. You know, you just don't know how people can react with the months of inactivity. You know, when you blend any team together in any sport, you know, if you don't get a lot of time on the training ground to learn, you know, both about your teammates and also about the job that your coaches want you to do, it's going to be very difficult to go out there on the field and follow those instructions. And yet, actually, Nashville have been able to build very, very quickly. I think it's a great testament to the coaching abilities of Gary Smith, you know, again, proving why, you know, here's a guy who 10 years ago won MLS over in Colorado, and has had to be quite patient to wait for his opportunity to kind of really get back into the league and maybe prove a few people wrong. And boy, is he doing that at the moment. So, if you take us back to that place, the pretty dark days of June and July, to be where Nashville are right now, really, really is a good moment. And, we could be talking about any sport. Momentum so much. And when you hit that momentum in a season, it is a big thing. And Nashville are just, you know, riding that momentous wave in towards postseason.
Tony, as you look at the overall talent, I know they have brought some players in over the course of the season. How much has that upgraded the talent? You mentioned the job that Gary Smith has done, taking this new group of people who they've added to since the start of the season and having them mesh. But what about just the people who recognize and make the player moves to give them as much firepower as they had for a first-year team? How well have they done in that area?
They've done really well, because this is a team that ultimately was, And you look at the two new teams that came into MLS this year and you know, the kind of budgets and roster values of them. And you got into Miami down there in Florida, who got a lot of kind of headlines around the world, the association with David Beckham. But, you know, a seriously high budget in MLS terms and roster value and the kind of players they've brought in. Nashville were not going to go down that route. They were going to go down the route of building the foundations, building something that hopefully will be long-lasting. And this year is about, you know, just getting those building blocks in place. And Mike Jacobs and his staff, the general manager, Ian Eyre, the CEO, vastly experienced in building teams, been at, you know, the likes of Liverpool over the years, over in the English Premier League. You know, they took the long ball approach. But, you know, we also have to be realistic. People are short-sighted in sports. So, you know, you can take a long ball approach, but you need to get results as well. Big moves just before the season began, bringing Walker Zimmerman into the defense. That really helped lay that foundation. The partnership he has formed with Dave Romney has been awesome. And then if you can build from something at the back where you don't give too much away, then it's what can you put on top? Now, a criticism perhaps in the first early weeks of the season would be, well, not scoring enough goals, not enough on offense. And Gary Smith's been quite open about that. And now you're starting to see those bits fall into place as well. They've boosted the roster, seen some of the players who've arrived, like Hani Mukhtar, taken some time to find his feet, but started to hit top form. Randall Leal now is starting to be a real threat. And John Ducadiz, the Venezuelan who's just arrived, you know, adds more firepower up front. So you put that package together, and yeah, from foundations, this is now, you know, proving to be fruitful as well at both ends of the field.
Tony Husband is with us, the television voice of Nashville Soccer Club. And Tony, you bring up Randall Leal. He scores again last night, and it feels like the combination of Leal and Alex Mwiel seems to really be starting something for this team as they're piling up the goals.
Yeah, and I mean, if you want the kind of the epitome of a heads-up play, I mean, the goal last night just sums it up. And, you know, for a lot of new viewers to soccer, you know, often a match can be decided in one instant. And last night's match, effectively, you know, there are fine margins in this sport sometimes. Last night's match comes down to absolute heads-up moment from Alex Mwiel. He goes down, he takes the foul, referee blows the whistle. Alex Mwiel, if you look back on the pitches, he's already got his head up. He is seeing what's ahead, and he sees that Randall Leal is in an opportunity. If he takes the free kick, catch that Montreal back line out. And so Alex Mwiel, before he's almost hit the deck, he's back on his feet, quick free kick. That is the winning goal, and that's the key moment. And, you know, it's that kind of heads-up play in every sense that is the difference between 3 points and 1 point on the night, and that is what gets you up the standings.
How impressed have you been with a player like Daniel Rios? You know, he did spend some time here last year with the USL team, but now really making his impact on the MLS squad.
Well, that's right. I mean, this is a player in Daniel Rios who opportunity beckons, doesn't it? He's a great finisher. He's an intelligent player as well. He thinks about his game. He's always thinking out on the field. Gary Smith talked to me a little bit about that earlier this week, about the intelligence, game intelligence that Daniel Rios has. Really important for a striker in often contained areas. Now, he's having to play quite often up front on his own. So there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that. But we've started to see again with him, you know, it's a tough year to adapt. These guys come onto the field in February. For some of them, it's a step up in quality going into Major League Soccer. Then they have kind of 5 months where it's training at home and a little bit of start to get back as a group, then they don't play in Florida like we talked about, and then it's all systems go and you're playing two times a week. So Rios is another who is adapting and having to learn and use that game intelligence and learn fast, and we're seeing it come through, you know, with some excellent goals in recent weeks. You know, thinking back to the home game against Dallas last week, you know, some real quality there, and that little bit of quality, that's what pushes you from being a kind of middling side who's doing okay being a side who actually, you know, can scare a few people.
You brought up John Ducadiz earlier, and as I'm learning this game and being there with all of you during the broadcast, you know, whenever he comes on the pitch, I feel like the energy changes, that whether it's with the team or, you know, when the crowd has been there, it just, there's something different when he comes on, and he is one of those, as we say, a game disruptor. And I feel like as his conditioning goes up, he's going to be able to make even more of an impact.
Yeah, and I mean, let's just use the analogy maybe of, say, Derrick Henry with the Titans. You know, when Derrick Henry's passed off the ball and he runs up the gut, you know, you often feel something's going to happen because here's a moment in a game. This is a big, physical, powerful presence on the field who can make things happen. Now, Jhonda Kadiz comes into the game as a kind of impact substitute at the moment for Nashville, and he's immediately a big, strong figure, standing over at about 6'3". He's a powerful figure on the field. The other thing to watch for, if you're learning this game of soccer, is when the ball goes forward to the strikers. Now, if they're playing up front on their own, which they often can be in the system Gary Smith employs, is that you need the ball to stick to them. You need them to take that ball and allow those midfield players to catch up with them and then create opportunities and openings around the field. Now, the thing that I like about Cadiz that we're seeing is when that ball goes up to that big, strong character, well, if it hits his chest, if it hits his feet, the ball is sticking to him, and that will then allow some of the other players to come into play. It will allow the likes of Randall Leal, Alex Will, a fit Hani Mukhtar, to start to come into that play and push towards that all-important final third of the field where you're going to do the scoring damage. So impressed by Cadiz. He's still, you know, some way short of 90-minute match fitness, and he's going to be an impact substitute, I think, for the time being. But, boy, is that a good thing to have coming onto the field, somebody who can have that impact on a game.
Tony, we talked a little bit off the air last game I worked with you about, you know, what it was like in the UK with when the NFL would come over there, and now that you're here and you're seeing how our city is, you know, learning soccer and appreciating soccer. So what has that experience been like for you to see this fan base in a very weird year grow for this young team?
Oh, it's been superb, Chase. I mean, the welcome, first of all, you know, they told me about the Southern welcome, and, you know, it has not let me down at all. You know, my wife and I came over. You know, it's a tough year to, you know, to move across the pond in a pandemic with all the challenges we've had. But folks have been fantastic. And what is great is that, you know, the research I did about Nashville before arriving was kind of, you know, this sports mad city. You look at, you know, it wasn't particularly a hotbed of hockey until the Preds really got up and running, and the success and the fan base that they've been able to build. I'm a huge NFL fan, as you know. So, you know, I knew all about the Titans, and it was exciting to me to, you know, to live in a city with an NFL franchise. So really, really positive. But the thing I like is I go around Nashville, meet more and more people, is, yeah, you know, whether they know their soccer or whether they really are at the, you know, it's baby steps and they're learning about the game. You know, people want to know, and they want to support a team in Nashville that represents the city. And, you know, I know that's very much the mantra of John Ingram, the, you know, the principal owner, is about this is something for Nashville. You know, it's about Nashville and it's about, you know, the future. And it's been really exciting and really good to, you know, to help educate some people on soccer if they're just getting new into it, and then to just talking soccer with those who, you know, for the last few years, it's been about maybe getting up early on a Saturday morning and heading into Printer's Alley and watching their fix of, you know, Premier League or something like that.
Tony Husband with us. Tony, before we let you go, give people sort of an outlook here. I know the next game is Halloween night. Right now, Nashville SC is seventh, and I was watching your post-game coverage last night. So 7, 8, 9, and 10 will be in the postseason in the Eastern Conference, but they've got to play in the play-in. Is there a chance that Nashville SC could move into the top six and avoid that if they have a strong finish here?
Yeah, they could. I mean, and the momentum with them at the moment is that, you know, they're starting to now just little push up there. They're only a point behind New England. You know, they went above the New York Red Bulls last night. You know, any kind of playoff for a first-year team would be deemed a success. But actually now, you know, play-in round was definitely the target. I think even only a couple of weeks ago we'd be saying, you know, this could go down to being tight around that kind of 9th, 10th, 11th. Who's going to be in those places? Well, Nashville have got a reason this morning to be looking up, you know, looking up at the Eastern Conference standings, not down. You know, and don't forget, we're talking about the scenarios about, you know, what would happen to get them in the playoffs, confirm them in the playoffs tonight, you know, Miami defeat and Atlanta not winning. But, you know, Nashville's still got three games to go in the regular season, including Chicago. Big boost has been getting fans back inside Nissan Stadium. And, you know, fans can get on the website and you know, get tickets for these games, limited attendances. But even with a limited attendance inside Nissan Stadium, you know, those fans, those voices are making a difference. So we look forward to seeing people on Halloween night, and, you know, let's make sure it's scary for Chicago.
Yes, that's well put. Tony, you've done an outstanding job. I know so many of the fans just can't wait. If there's any group of fans that deserves to go watch their team play, it's those fans, because they've had to be very, very patient here. But in the meantime, they've enjoyed watching you on the telecast. Thanks for joining us today, and we will talk to you very soon.
Looking forward to talking to you again. It's so great to be part of this national sporting community. Loving it. And everybody out there, just, you know, let's keep cheering on all our teams.
All right. That's Tony Husband, voice on the television side of Nashville SC. Their game next is at Nissan Stadium, Halloween against Chicago in a big one. Three games left in the regular season. Hopefully by then, Chase, they'll have it all sewn up, at least to be in the postseason. Yeah. But how high could they be seated? It's a great story. Jump on the bandwagon. Hey, this is the time to do it. Like
there's
we said,
come on.
It's you know, we have the football going on, but other than that, now that, you know, hockey won't be starting for a while, basketball not for a while, you can really focus in as they go down the stretch run. It'll be fun. So, Chase, to get it started, and I know you got a word about MGM.
Yes, I do. So BetMGM Sports, it's coming soon. It's almost here, sports betting in our state. You know that I am very excited about that. So the same people that light up the Las Vegas Strip with the world's greatest sports books and casinos will be offering real money wagering on a state-of-the-art app that's easy to use, and it has all of your favorite features that you look for in a betting app. You can get parlays, boosted odds specials, in-game wagering. I have been known to do that at times. Daily promotions and much more. Every time you make a wager, you'll earn credits in M Life Rewards. That's the exclusive loyalty program of MGM Resorts. So it helps you in more ways than one. Every big game and every big play will mean more than ever. So get ready to experience sports like never before. Be among the first fans in the state to download the BetMGM Sports app, coming soon to Tennessee. Just go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years of age or older. You must be present in the state of Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.